your car fixed?
Because it's a source of transport. It's point A to point B. It allows me to operate my business.
Yes, so all those answers were spot on. But you know what I've found in life, in reality, is we are very, very careful to ensure things that are tangible and have got a touchy-feeling aspect to it. But what we are hesitant to do is to actually protect our ability to earn. In other words, what happens if you can't earn an income? What happens if you are sick and you're unable to produce some salary or business income to be able to pay for that car? And we're hesitant to actually look at that aspect of financial planning. And I suppose it's just a normal thing because it's not like unusual. So a lot of us will have this kind of protection if we are in a big company and the company has got what we call a group scheme. So what I'm talking about is if you are unable to work, how secure will your income be while you are unable to work? Now, specifically, if you're a self-employed, this becomes incredibly important, as you quite correctly pointed out. There is a policy, a risk policy that you can take out with the various insurance companies that basically will pay you a salary while you are unable to work. Now, I think that's pretty neat. But we find so many people that don't have it, in financial services world. It's something to think about.
And would a policy like that, and obviously there are many, many products available. So once again, your own financial advisor would advise. But would you advise it for somebody maybe who's running their own business, maybe somebody who's very physical and physically involved in their business? I'm thinking here, let's say you're a builder and you're climbing up and down step ladders and up and down building sites and you break your leg, or you are maybe more permanently disabled because of an accident or something. Are those the types of scenarios that you're referring to?
Correct. So let's just work out how it works. So what happens? You talk to your financial advisor and he says to you something like, hypothetically, if you were sick and unable to work, how long would your rainy day fund or your emergency fund or your slush fund be able to maintain your costs? So you'll say, well, look, I've got a good financial advisor. He's told me about these things. So I've actually got about 3 or 4 months of funds that are available to help me if I can't work. Okay, now what happens if you're disabled or are sick for a year? Well, that could be a problem. So then you ask your financial advisor, please get me an idea of the cost of insuring my income for a period, and it's normally 2 years. After that, we start looking at things like total and permanent disablement. So he'll come back to you with some numbers, some quotes, and he says, okay, in order to insure your income, it's going to cost you, I'm just going to use a figure, Wayne, 1,000 rand a month. He said, wow, that's quite expensive. You say, well, okay, the reason why it's 1,000 rand a month is because this income will kick in once you haven't been able to work for 3 months. So you say, okay, well, that's fair, but I've actually got money for 6 months. Can we make it a 6 month waiting period rather than a 3 month waiting period? Then your planner will go out and he will do some revisionary quotes and he'll come back to you and say, okay, for the same thing, instead of it being 1,000 rand, it may be 800 rand.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is that the longer the waiting period before the income protection kicks in, the cheaper the premium generally is.
Okay.
So that's the first question you've got to be asking is, how long do I have to wait? You can wait for a year, and then the premium becomes much lower than for 7 days, for example, you know? So that's the critical question that you need to answer. The second and very, very important question you need to ask your financial guy or lady is, so what happens if I'm unable to do my own job or a similar type job? Because I could be a consultant and still do my job sitting behind a desk without actually having to go up and down and working on sites.
Mm.
So your occupation and the type of protection is also very, very important, Wayne. Mm. And again, just so that you know, if you are part of a group scheme, which means it's a very inexpensive way to get this cover via your employer, there is a limit on the amount you can get. You can't go and insure yourself for 10,000 rand a month income if you're only earning 5,000.
Yes. So I'm guessing the way it works is very similar to insuring a motor vehicle. You know, with your excess and your waiting periods and all sorts of variables that affect the premium at the end of the day.
Fine print.
Mm.
The fine print. So, our golden rule is the big print giveth, the fine print taketh away.
Yes.
So be careful and ask your and that's what financial planners are qualified to do, to actually indicate to you the fine print, you know, and to say, listen, if you choose this option, these are the ramifications or the consequences. But if you choose that option, these are the different consequences. And in this case, I almost want to say to our listeners, make sure you get at least 3 quotes from various companies because the rates for various occupations and various waiting periods do vary substantially. So now let your financial planner shop around to make sure not necessarily the cheapest quote, but the insurance policy that is most suitable to you and your circumstances.
Okay. And once again, that's the type of advice that you'll get from your financial advisor and the services.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I just sort of want to go back to the point is that it is very much a insurance product that people just seem to want to not take, you know. And, in my view, and again, this is my personal view, is that if you're a young person that's started working, for example, and you have no dependents, you're not married, you've got no real responsibilities, why don't you take out a income protection policy? Because you don't need life insurance. But at this point anyway. But you do need to protect your income. So I know of parents that will take out a policy for their children because they, you know, we know what parents are like. If the child is unable to work because they're ill or sick and they can't earn an income, we're going to have to, and we will support and maintain them. So sometimes the parents are taking out the policy for the children so that they can actually protect themselves in reality.
Right.
But it is something, Wayne, from a practical perspective, especially in South Africa, we do have a lot of risk. I mean, just driving in the road today, some driver, let's call him driver, you know, decided he's not going to wait for this long queue on the Beacon Bay off-ramp. So he just shot through the middle and then tried to do an illegal left turn. Now, if someone's not awake, there could be an incident there. We are subject to these risks. And this is one of the important things is to protect your ability to earn a salary or an income.
Yes, yes. Well, that makes sense. And, you know, going back to, and I mean, if I had to use my own scenario, if I may, you know, being involved in the media industry and the entertainment industry, you need to go places. And suddenly, if you aren't able to actually get out there because of, let's say, an injury or a disability or a dreaded disease for that matter, your income stream literally dries up as quickly as you say dry up, because you are the core of your income.
Yeah, so very much the business owners, and there's lots of really good products out there. It's up to your financial guy to find the right one for you. But a business owner, it's absolutely critical for him. And as I said before, even a young salary earner that's not part of a company group scheme that has this kind of risk, you know, if your company is not, or your employer is not providing that kind of cover for you, have a look and get some quotes. And as obviously the younger you are, and the longer the waiting period, the cheaper the insurance is. And yeah, I forgot to tell you, the best part of it is the income that you get is tax free.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's even better. Anything that's tax free is definitely a good scheme.
Yes. So in the old days, I'm talking many years ago, a few years ago, the premium that you used to pay for these kind of insurance products was tax deductible. Mm. But the revenue did away with that. And so the premium is no longer tax deductible, but the income that you generate or that is given to you on a monthly basis is tax free.
Okay.
So yeah, so you know, there's something to think about.
And so in other words, let's say for instance you take out a policy and it's going to pay you 10,000 rand a month. If once the conditions are met, if it says 10,000, you will get literally 10,000.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But remember, in order to get a policy to earn 10,000, that 10,000 is actually 75% of your actual earnings. So if you're earning 10,000 rand a month, you can only get income replacement protection for 7,500. Oh, eh?
Okay. So not going to.
There is a limit. Yeah.
Okay.
Now there is a limit, Wayne.
Oh.
Interesting story. So the reason why the limit was imposed, so the urban legends go, mm-hmm. is that many, many years ago, these limits weren't in place. So what actually happened was, if you were earning 10,000 rand a month and you were injured and unable to work, they paid you out 10,000 rand a month.
Mm.
But then people were actually intentionally injuring themselves.
Okay.
So, so obviously that's not on. Mm. And so there was a industry debate and they decided that, no, you can't be better off injured or ill than you were
when
you were actually fully able. So they made the rule of 75% of your earnings only,
okay.
to discourage that kind of thing.
Well, that makes sense.
That's a bit of history. Yes. But again, talk to your financial advisor. This is what he's trained to do, and it's part of your whole plan is to cover those risks that you have no control over.
Yeah. Which, once again, is what the whole insurance industry, if I can call it, is pretty much geared to do. And what you need to do is make sure that you've got the right product that works for your particular scenario.
100%. If I say that 100 times, I will not apologize. The financial product that you should have should be suitable for your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So your product, Wayne, is going to be very different to my product because we're different people. We've got different circumstances. So that's where the financial planner is the most suitable guy to ex or lady to to assist you, you know.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. And just talking about financial planners and financial advice, if somebody wants to get hold of you, or how do they go about it? If maybe they are looking for a financial advisor, or, you know, I don't know if it's really correct. Maybe you're looking for a second opinion, but if you're looking for somebody to advise you.
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, we're always available. You can contact me on 043-727-1340. Or if you prefer, you're more than welcome to pop an email to info@verso, that's verso.co.za, and we'll be sure to get back to you. Chop, chop.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much, and safe travels, and we'll chat you again soon.